Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
But you've possibly found the best kept secret in business. He's handsome.
Handsome.
He's loud.
Loud.
He's got some tattoos.
Tattoos.
He'll tell you as it is. And only wears a suit at a wedding or a funeral. No jargon. No overcomplicated 300-stage program. Just upfront, honest, proven ideas, thoughts, and strategies.
That actually work.
So here's your host, the best-kept business secret probably anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Mark Ford.
Hello again, I'm Mark Ford. I am your host for the Best Kept Business Secret podcast, and I hope you are really well. I am Mark Ford. I am business disruptor, coach, author, and commentator on all things small business in the media, on the TV, on the radio, all over the place. In fact, I'm everywhere, to be perfectly honest. But guess what? I don't want you to listen to this podcast. Oh no, have a listen to this noise. That, my friends, is the sound of the British High Street as more and more businesses are deciding to close stores, as businesses are announcing they're in massive trouble and they're blaming everyone but themselves. So this podcast is actually about possibly one of the most effective ways to identify your market and your customers and pinpoint those people to who you don't want to appeal to. In this podcast, we are going to take a look at your enemy customers, so we can eliminate them from every part of your business and you can reconnect with the people that really, genuinely want to buy from you.
This podcast is sponsored by JB Commercial Finance, the trusted funding solutions for business. JB Commercial Finance are experienced whole-of-market commercial finance brokers and will help you and your business raise money no matter your circumstances. Whether you're investing in your business, have cash flow challenges, or you're looking to acquire commercial premises, get in touch with us now for independent, expert, and honest advice. For a free, no-obligation assessment, find us at www.jbcommercialfinance.co.uk or call 0116-3440-322. JB Commercial Finance is fully authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and are proud members of the National Association of Commercial Finance Brokers.
Okay, so getting rid of your enemy customers might sound a little counterintuitive and negative at first, but I promise you it works and it's a huge step in refining your brand. Why? Because the simple truth is that your brand, your business can never, simply cannot, it's impossible, it just can't do it. It can't appeal to all people. To achieve the impossible nirvana, the nirvana of being loved by everyone, you'd have to be something so flexible, so malleable, so nebulous, in fact, what a great word, nebulous, so nebulous, in fact, as to become meaningless to everyone too, which is as logical as absurdity. So let's just not even try it, because that's everyone out of the way. But there are large and dangerous subsets of everyone too, which we also need to cut down to size. You can't, for example, just set out to appeal to teenagers, or even to teenagers who drink coffee, or even teenagers who drink coffee but hate Starbucks, although that's getting closer as a workable audience on Facebook. The reason it's getting closer to useful is because it is introduced attitude into the description, and attitude reflects emotion, and emotion lies at the heart of your brand and business. Anyway, what I found out is that it is frequently faster and more effective in the real world to work in reverse, i.e. reverse engineer it. So to identify the people that actually you don't want to appeal to. Now, I'll use a bit of my own business as an example, and I'll try and explain why I've kind of made those choices in each case. I'm talking here about sort of like my coaching and my consultancy, my advisory work, where I advise businesses and charities, etc., and people about their brand strategies. Now, here are the people that I've decided that I really don't want to work with. So, number one, projects that I personally find ethically questionable. So I don't think I could work with the leader of North Korea, as an example. Number two, projects where the client is not genuinely open to the potential need for change. I.e. sort of like they want to change the surface of everything, but everything at the heart of it will still remain the same. Now, organisations that don't, you know, value my experience or my views will effectively just, you know, just call me in and do it as a token gesture and pay me off. Well, actually, do you know what? I'd rather go out and make a difference. Number four, projects where their methods and, you know, what they're determined to do have already been decided in advance, unless there's some room for change. If they've sort of like set out, no, this is what we're going to do, do you know what? I don't want to work with you. It's fine. Number five, projects where the key measure of the value of what I do is based on hours that I'm spending with them as opposed to my effectiveness. Some people, it will be easier to change very, very quickly. Other businesses, it will take a considerable amount of time. Now, having that list makes me sound like I'm a little bit picky, but actually, it gives me a distinct benefit. You see, it enables me to be clear without the need to constantly, and I mean constantly, reassess what type of opportunities I want to pursue and those that I don't. Now, that's not to say that I take my own medicine all the time. Far from it. Occasionally, I make mistakes. I ignore the list in my head and I waste time and resources running after opportunities that, do you know what, I just shouldn't. So I recently went after a bit of a project from somebody. They wanted brand strategy effectively. And it was turning into a bit of a classic tender. And I kind of like knew in my heart that I really shouldn't have gone for it because it kind of failed on my who don't I want to work with test on several counts. Needless to say, I haven't been appointed. And it was very clear afterwards. In fact, it was probably actually very clear beforehand. It's just that I chose to ignore all the signs that I was a really bad match for that person. You see, the client had decided on a very particular way of doing things and a process rather than deciding on an aim and on some goals. The client wanted to know more of a detailed costing and a breakdown of hours and, you know, what they would be, the key activities they'd be doing in advance, which, to be fair, I couldn't provide because they hadn't really given me enough information. And it kind of went on, it went on, it went on. And it's not that the client had the wrong approach, so to speak. It's that that's kind of like not my point. It's just that the project wasn't right for me or I for it. And yet I still went after it. Even though that I knew really that it was not on brand for me. Now, my business is a particular kind. It's based on consultancy, but the same principles apply whatever field you're in. So, let's imagine that we're setting up a nice hotel in a small city somewhere like Worcester, as an example. Now, let's make a list of enemy customers. Now, this is just a list that I've jotted down, of course, and I'm sure yours would be different. But this would be sort of like the hotel. These would be the type of people that my hotel would not be aimed at. So people who are always looking for the cheapest deal. Nope, don't want you. People for whom money is no object at all. Nah, not really, because you just come with a massive ego. People who have seen everything and are surprised and delighted by very little. No. Don't want you. People who like their hotels modern, minimalist, bland, boring, just with a plank of wood in the middle of their room for the bed. Nope, don't want that. People who think trouser presses in bedrooms are a bloody good idea. Never ever worked. People who expect adult channels on their TV. Nope, you're all right. And people who tend to be loudly demanding of hotel staff and do not treat colleagues with respect. No, I don't want you either. Now, that might be a bit of an odd list, but I hope that you can see how it helps to define my imagined hotel brand. So, if what I've said are the people at whom my hotel is not aimed, I actually begin to form a picture of who it's really for. Do you see what I mean? So this morning, I was sat in a Costa Coffee and I was thinking about this, and in some Costa Coffees, they're actually positioned within Waterstones bookshops. Sorry, Waitrose, although there may be an idea. You never know. They're positioned within a Waterstones bookshop. Now, I quite like Waterstones. I really do. Although, I've got to be honest, I am a little bit sad about the demise of smaller bookstores, but that's another thing, really. Anyway, I'm kind of like speculating here, and Waterstones may disagree with me, but I will just hazard a list of enemy customers for that particular brand. So there could be like people who only want to buy books when undertaking train or plane journeys. Yeah, we don't want those. People who've just got time to browse and handle the books and just flick through them, they don't want those either. People who think bookshops should be old-fashioned libraries, hushed and a little bit boring. Perhaps something that I would canker after. People who think that there are just too many books published. They don't want them. People who think serious literature is too important to be mixed up with entertainment fiction and comic books and things like that. And people who are a bit elitist about literature. Now, the people who fit any of those descriptions would never ever feel comfortable in Waterstones. Okay, so let's have some fun. Now it's your turn. Now, this exercise can be carried out alone, of course, but as with many exercises, I reckon that you'll probably get more value from it, as well as finding it a little bit more fun and more stimulating if you work with someone close to you and your business. Now, it's a very simple setup. I just want you to write down in the centre of as big a piece of paper as you can find the following words. Are you ready? Our brand does not want to appeal to people who. Our brand does not want to appeal to people who. Almost sounds like from a game show, I apologise. But now, all around that very, very big headline, just start to describe your enemy customers. Now, you might only have two or three, but I reckon you could probably identify somewhere between 5 and 20 kind of enemy customers. Then you will be deep. You'll be drilling deep enough into your brand and into your business meaning to be describing something very, very meaningful. Now, throughout the exercise, avoid the temptation to go into positive mode. Yeah, you don't want to be doing positive mode. Stick with the people you don't want as customers for as long as possible. Now, there's a big caveat here as well. Don't use easy labels for your brand enemies, but try to actually describe attitudes and outlooks. Then, if you want to, you can then move on to part two of that exercise, which is try to describe what kind of people haven't ended up on your enemy list. In other words, to use the negative outputs of this exercise to start to build a positive picture of who your ideal customers should be. But personally, I'm very, very cautious about going too far down that road. And I'm not at all sure that any brand can really, genuinely, 100%, without question, describe an ideal customer or even a number of different ideal customers. To my mind, it becomes a bit self-limiting, which is why I'm kind of preferring this counterintuitive brand enemy approach. Still, you might feel differently, and depending on your particular brand and your particular mindset at the time, you might choose to make a parallel list of people to whom you want to appeal. Just be cautious about making this a limited or exclusive list. Now, it's interesting that I've gone and sort of spun it on its head, because actually there are lots of PR departments out there at the moment and marketing departments that are desperately scrabbling around all over the ruddy high street trying to find their ideal customers and their ideal clients. And a lot of the businesses that are struggling are pretty much photocopies of one another. If you're spending 30 quid on an individual meal for yourself, you want it to be fantastic. If you're going to Jamie Oliver's restaurants, you want Jamie Oliver to be cooking the damn thing for you, or at least have a chef hand-picked by Jamie Oliver himself. There are lots of reasons why the high street restaurants and shops are currently struggling, and it's very, very easy to blame tightening purse strings and the internet. However, I would be not surprised at all if many of these businesses have not actually looked at themselves. There's a key thing amongst these people, is that if it takes 10 people for one person to buy something from you, yes, absolutely, 100%, you should ask that person why they chose to buy from you. It would be more interesting to talk to those other 9 people that didn't buy from you and work out why they didn't buy. Are they on your enemy customers list? Are they just tire kickers? It'd be interesting to know your thoughts. So if you've got any thoughts on this podcast, come back at me. Come back onto my Facebook page, which is the Best Kept Business Secret Facebook page, Mark Ford, MBA. Come and say hello. If you like the podcast, go and give us a review on iTunes. I would really genuinely appreciate it. We're having over 4,000 downloads every single episode of this podcast, so we want to spread it as far and wide as possible. So go and give us a review on iTunes. And if you want some more free stuff for your business, previous episodes of the podcast, videos, blogs, ebooks, and see where I am next presenting, holding a workshop or on stage at a gig, come and have a look at www.markford.uk. That's www.markford.uk. And guys, I will see you next time. Go out, be brilliant, have a great week. Speak soon. Bye-bye.
This podcast is sponsored by JB Commercial Finance, the trusted funding solutions for business. JB Commercial Finance are experienced, whole-of-market commercial finance brokers and will help you and your business raise money no matter your circumstances. Whether you're investing in your business, have cash flow challenges, or you're looking to acquire commercial premises, get in touch with us now for independent, expert, and honest advice. For a free, no-obligation assessment, find us at www.jbcommercialfinance.co.uk or call 0116-3440-322. JB Commercial Finance is fully authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and are proud members of the National Association of Commercial Finance Brokers.